Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So what's going on, Phil?
Ain't not much, chilling, just waiting on his Eagles.
We'll have Eagles talk in a little sports segment. But what's going on for the, what you do this weekend?
I took my daughter to the Oasis Family Fun Center.
Now, where is this?
It's like out Media, low pass Media.
Okay, and what is it?
It's like a, I guess you can say like a what's one of them fun zone places like that we go to? It's like for kids, but it's better than Chuck E. Cheese's. They have a real big jungle gym where they can climb up ladders and slide boards and they go way up to the top of this. It's like inside a net.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a backside that they can go to too. On the backside is like a separate, I guess it's like a separate Cajun, but they have like the little ball pits in there and you can shoot the balls through guns and you can shoot them up in the air and climb up high and all types of stuff. So she loves it. It only costs like $12 for both of those. And then once you pay, it's all day because they give them a wristband.
All right. So
they got like a, what's the like Mission Impossible laser maze? Where you gotta like get under the lasers and all that stuff. They got that. They got a bowling alley, but the bowling alley is like a mini bowling alley. So like everything is like little. The balls are little. The lanes are little, like for kids. Then they got a arcade. It's cool for kids. She go there and then she don't want to leave.
Now what did you do?
Sat there watching college football on the phone.
No, no, I think you did the bowling alley and you did the.
No, because you have to buy. It's kind of like what's the one up Delaware Ave where you buy the game card?
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. So you buy a game card, and that's when you do all the games and stuff. But I bought a game card the last time, and she didn't want to use it. So I was just swiping, like, the basketball stuff like that, just shooting basketballs. And I did, like, the claw game to get her some games, stuff like that. So since she didn't want to play no game, she just wanted to go in the nets. This time I didn't get a game card.
Oh, okay.
And of course, you know, then she wanted to play games. I'm like, no, I didn't get a game card this time.
Well, before we start, I want to give a shout out to H64 Rice, R-I-C-E. Spotify allows you to comment on an episode. You can ask the question like, how's this episode, or did you think this is funny, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And people can answer it. So H64 Rice said that this is the last episode, which is Commissioner Felicia Franklin Just Want to Have Fun, episode 174. This person says the episode was great. The playback on Spotify kept stopping and starting. Y'all had me laughing. I can't control the Spotify stopping and starting. I don't know what that is. But thank you for leaving a comment there. Oh, and another thing I wanted to say is I was in a TikTok conversation about that damn Miss Franklin, and how everybody think that she deserved to be fired and the integrity of the seat and all that stuff. So I'm like saying, like, what's integrity in politics? Here we go on Monday. We got one dude challenging another dude to fight. And we got another guy that, what did he punch the guy in the stomach or elbowed him in the stomach? And he said he didn't do it on purpose. And the guy said, yeah, he punched me in the kidneys or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if he punched him from behind. If he said his kidneys, if he punched him from. Okay. So, yeah. So what's integrity? And the other guy used the campaign money for Botox and buy OnlyFans. So what the hell is integrity for politics? Oh, we got another guy about 2-3 weeks ago. He was one of these diehard red Republicans, and here we go dressing like a woman. And I'm thinking that his wife must have had told. His wife was down with it because who was taking these pictures of him in that dress and hair like that? I'm thinking it was his wife that was taking the pictures of it. And
unless he's standing in the mirror, because wasn't De La Hoya standing in the mirror when he took them pictures?
No, the other girl was taking the pictures too. Didn't you see the De La Hoya documentary?
No, I saw when De La Hoya, when the picture got released, he was standing in front of a mirror. That's the only one I saw.
No, the girl that was with him, or a lady that was with him, she was taking the pictures too.
Yeah, I didn't see those ones. I only saw the one he took. It was like a selfie, but he was all dressed like a girl in front of a big mirror. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
That was a good document series, if you can catch it. As Oscar De La Hoya, I forget the name of it. Mm-hmm. But okay, so the dude, I'm thinking, because they said that his wife was filing for divorce or something. I believe she's the one that boarded out that he was taking pictures like that, and he didn't win, killed himself. So I don't know what this all this integrity and politics and all that stuff was going on. That woman ain't do nothing wrong. She got drunk and she fell out in front of the bar. Okay, I didn't think that was worth her losing her seat. I mean, now if she hopped in the car, even if she got in the car and turned the car on like she was about to drive and drive out, that's a charge right there. Now if she did that, now she's in the wrong. She ain't do anything. So that integrity mess, I didn't get it.
I saw a comment on TikTok about one of the episodes we did. It was about it was a girl sitting down talking about the dude was, what was it? He was like buying her a facial or something.
Yeah, it was the lady saying that that she think that's love bombing because he had bought her that stuff. Yeah. I don't know what the hell love bombing.
Somebody commented on TikTok about that, and I replied. I just saw it today, and I replied back earlier today. Mm-hmm. But I can't find the name.
Did he say it was a simp? That sound like something of a simp?
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I seen it. I didn't see anything there. So how does that make him a simp? He might like the lady and want to buy her.
Well, that's what I said. I forget how I replied, but I was like, if you already went on a date with a girl, y'all got plans on going out again. If you want to buy her a facial treatment or something like that, nail spa, whatever, and it only costs $150, whatever, I don't see a big deal with that. And he was trying to say it was a simp. I was like, no, it's not. If you don't know the girl, then that's different. But if you and the girl hit it off and y'all plan on going out again, what's the big deal? I mean, if you got a job and you can afford it, if you broke, then all right, hold your money.
Right. Yeah, I didn't get that one. So now you a simp. If you like a girl and
right, just for being nice to a girl that you like, that makes you a simp. That's stupid.
Right. Boy, these young folks, when it comes to dating and relationships, it's hard. First they telling each other how many people they done slept with. Now if you like somebody and say, hey, you know what, I want to treat her to some let me give her a dozen roses or something like that, or the gift basket for a massage or whatever, a spa day, whatever you want to call it, now you automatically a simp. hey Well, the first report, we go to Washington, D.C. Did a 17-year-old shoot someone and his mother watched? Suspect teen killer brags on Instagram after murder while mother watches son open fire. And then the mother is question mark, which I assume is bullshit because I do believe that this is his mother here. But here's the report.
We begin tonight with the murder of a 14-year-old. The shooter and another person were caught clearly on surveillance camera. Tonight, police tell us the...
So the young man has the scooter, and he said, here, Bob, hold my scooter. While he got this gun right here shooting at some other kid while the mom looking with the scooter. I hate to laugh because the young man did lose his life, but...
A foot pedal scooter.
Yeah.
Hugh's gunman is also a teenager. And today the district declared a public emergency in response to a rise in violence and crime among children. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Sean Yancey.
I'm Jim Adley. An Instagram live broadcast celebrating that boy's murder helped lead police to the suspect.
Because the police don't know anything about Instagram live. They owe.
Court documents say he was wearing the same clothes as the person seen in that picture.
News 4's Jackie Benson has been on this case, which embodies the crisis that D.C. leaders are trying to curb.
Surveillance camera images show the bone-chilling scene outside the Crown gas station at 14th and Euclid Streets Northwest about 11:30 p.m. November 3rd. A teenager in a ski mask, a gun in his hand, starts firing from near the doorway. He keeps shooting toward three people on scooters in the parking lot. 14-year-old Nico Estep did not survive his injuries. 12 rounds. While a man in a black jacket with a hood up and a woman with red braids and a white parka who'd followed the gunman as he rode a scooter onto the parking lot stood by and did nothing to intervene, according to court documents. Other images show what appears to be the same woman wheeling the gunman's scooter back to a nearby apartment building. It was later determined to be the home address of 17-year-old Lorenzo Thompson, now charged in the murder. Court documents say an officer who'd arrested the teenager for robbery before told detectives the man in the gas station video looked like Thompson. The documents went on to say Officer Whitfield looked at the still shot of the female with red braids for approximately 15 to 20 seconds before he stated that it looked like Lorenzo Thompson's mother. The woman is not named as a suspect in the charging document.
Why are they dragging ass?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got camera pictures of the lady going inside the same house where the suspect lived. So it's definitely a family member. How she get in the house with the scooter? And then number two, this is the type of bullshit that we talking about. Now, if that was one of his homeboys there standing right next to him holding that boy's scooter while he's killing someone else, they would have charged him with, well, it would have been accessory, but they definitely would have charged that young man with murder. So why ain't charging this mom with a accessory or a murder?
Well, probably because she didn't really have nothing to do with it, even though she was there.
Well, that's how
she
it
could
is.
It could be like maybe tampering with evidence or something.
But if that was one of his homeboys and he was holding a scooter while he was shooting somebody and he took the scooter in his house, you don't think they would have charged him with accessory?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I disagree with that one.
And then that's different too, because they'll throw the book at a guy real quick before they even think about throwing it at a lady. So if she didn't really do nothing, that's probably what's playing in it.
It's presented in Thompson's.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if it was two boys and they'll try to pin both of them with the same crime, but they're not going to do that with a mom and she's just standing there, even though she's part of the problem.
Yes.
And News 4 is not naming her.
We need to figure out, how do we help parents?
Shout out to DC, the DMV area with the parents.
Hold parents accountable. How do we do prevention to make it cool not to be a fool again? Because right now it's cool to rob somebody. It's cool to shoot somebody.
Additional documents presented in the case claim Thompson appeared in an Instagram Live 3 days after the murder, appearing to brag about the crime while wearing the same moose knuckle jacket and Jordan retro sneakers seen in the gas station video. Court documents say a search of Thompson's bedroom uncovered an ammunition magazine of the same caliber as the gun used to kill the victim. In Northwest, Jackie Benson, News 4.
Right now, 17-year-old Lorenzo Thompson is the only person charged in this murder. In a statement tonight to News 4, D.C. police tell us detectives continue to investigate this case and additional charges would come from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
So the Attorney's Office have to make the decision whether to charge the mom or not. And they also should show her name, too. I don't know why they blank her out for it. That's Gloria. Gloria was with her son while he was killing some other kid. So, Philip, we going back to Dalton, Illinois to talk to our girl, Mayor, Dalton's mayor, Tiffany Hayward. News channel WGN. WGN used to be a superstation back in the day. I don't know if it is now. Did an investigating report on her spending taxpayers' money. Here's the report.
WGN investigates a small South suburb with big bills and leaders with expensive taste. Last night, we showed you how some residents and elected officials claim the local mayor retaliates against people who don't support her.
Well, tonight we look at a spending spree that's also causing questions and concern.
With that shirt on, she looks like she's about to go to a casual dinner or something like that, not doing a news report. But shout out to this lady.
Again, investigative reporter Ben Bradley.
He has to wear a suit. Where she wearing this little casual shirt like she about to go to a happy hour or something.
Well, you know how they do us. They be talking about got to wear a collar, got to wear a tie, all this type of stuff.
Right. And here's another brother, Mr. Bradley, with a suit on.
40 minutes south of Chicago, you'll find Dalton, Illinois. The median income is $24,000 a year. And yet the mayor collects more than 10 times that amount from various elected positions. And as we found, a paycheck isn't the only perk.
In South Suburban Dalton, the economic challenges run deep.
Shout out to them because this is a black neighborhood. They got to have that little hip hop music.
How could they allow her to hold several positions, though?
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest. That doesn't make any sense.
We still have areas that need trees cut, streets paved, alleys paved, sidewalks fixed. It's a lot of that going on.
And a lot that's being spent, not on critical repairs, but on travel, meals, and more by many top village officials.
It's an issue. It's been an issue for some time.
We just look up and we're paying for stuff. And it just makes no sense. She's just doing what she wants to do.
None of them do the things that we do here. We the only ones making sure y'all streets get paved, find ways to.
They just said the streets weren't paved. Which
one is it? Fix what is broken.
She is Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
But then they run in y'all, tell y'all this look, fictitious story.
Would you like to just do an interview with me?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, let's go.
In addition to leading Dalton, she also
serves. Well, she is nice looking.
Serves as supervisor of Thornton Township.
You make almost $300,000 between your two elected positions.
I do not. I don't know where you got that number from.
We got.
Come on, ma'am. You're a state worker. They can figure out how much money you make. Shout out to her, though, for keeping up. No, I don't. You're a public official. Everybody knows how much a public official could make.
From her own village and township records.
So they didn't pull out her damn W-2 forms.
These are tax dollars.
So is the money being spent on village credit cards. WGN Investigates obtained copies of statements that reveal village officials have spent more than $24,000 at restaurants in just 1 year, including this Midlothian barbecue joint and a South Holland sub shop.
I've seen the same thing and more. You name it, they've done it.
Other questionable expenses include the streaming service Hulu, flights to Texas, Alabama, and Missouri.
So did she use corporate credit cards to get a damn Hulu account? She could have did that on her own.
She don't want to spend her own money.
And hotel rooms in nearby suburbs, including Madison and Elk.
And what's this hotel rooms for? For what?
Grove Village, plus thousands of dollars spent at a hotel in downstate Pontiac.
My take is this. If they are going to something that's going to benefit the village, that's fine. But from my standpoint of view, these things don't benefit the village at all.
Ma'am, she don't need to go to no damn hotel room to these places to benefit that little small town. This is not Chicago. This is not New York. This is a little small township. She don't need to do all that traveling. She juicing y'all.
And then there are the trips.
And she going to Las Vegas for what?
To Las Vegas.
Party, bro.
With taxpayers' money, and they don't say anything.
Hey, it's better like that.
Mayor Henyard and other top officials traveled to Sin City in May to attend a shopping center conference. It's unclear if it helped Dalton land.
Oh, that's the sky's house. It's a shopping center conference, so she can try to jump up places to to invest in the little township.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Dale. 9 times out of 10, they probably barely even went to the conference. They spent most of their time partying or going to see Usher. I guarantee you she's seen Usher down there. Guarantee.
Any deals?
Don't have a clue. We're all in the dark.
I would say, ma'am, you went to Las Vegas, right? How was that Usher concert? She would have said, I didn't see Usher. Oh, he wasn't there that week, huh?
Only are the residents in the dark, but the trustees are also in the dark as well.
I do not handle anything as relates to with credit cards. As you heard me speak today in my board meeting about, I do not handle that.
Some of those charges are for you, though.
No, sir.
You didn't go to Las Vegas?
Yes or no? Did you go to Las Vegas?
What is that?
No comment.
You don't know if you were in Las Vegas?
Of course I do.
Were you?
It's not paid by them.
Did you fly first class to Las Vegas?
Any other questions?
Actually, yes. The credit card records do shed some light.
She got to go to the Shopper conference, but she got to fly in first class.
She's living a dream.
Yep. while she pocketed, she's making almost $250,000 a year.
Don text.
She could have flew herself and got her own damn hotel.
She ain't about spending her own money. She's not spending any money.
Dollars spent at several restaurants near the strip, including Cafe Hollywood and Hot and Juicy Crawfish.
All right, they sure doing a whole lot of eating. My goodness, $300 a piece. Like to do.
Any other questions?
So you're not going to answer how taxpayer dollars are being spent? That seems odd.
I just answered it. What do you mean? I just answered your questions.
You said you wouldn't answer about Las Vegas.
You asked me a question and I responded. So any other questions you may have?
They may have signed up for a conference, but they never bring anything back. So we have no idea why they go to these trips.
Well, then, she's not. She's just a resident. She's not.
Remember, we mentioned.
Well, no. If she's doing this interview, that means she goes to the community meetings and all that stuff. She should have brought that up. What did you do there when you was in Las Vegas?
Jen Henyard was also supervisor at Thornton Township. WGN Investigates obtained copies of that agency's credit card statements as well. They show township taxpayers also spent money on the Vegas trip on everything from steak dinners to hotels and $3,741 just on Henyard's.
So she's juicing two townships, huh?
Round trip flight.
Right. I shouldn't have to sit up here and break all this down.
When trustees refused to pay a big block of bills this week, the mayor accused them of putting vital city services in jeopardy.
We need receipts to understand what's going on.
We couldn't help but notice the red hat perched in front of Mayor Henyard throughout the meeting. It's from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, which, by the way, was apparently a stop on the Vegas trip. $303 billed to Thornton Township taxpayers.
We just feel lost, and we just want the powers that be to step in and say, hey, you know, something's got to give.
If anybody else, I just want to be clear, anybody else after that, that's it.
We sought specifics from Dalton and Thornton Township about these credit card charges, expenses, and how they benefited taxpayers, but received no clarity. Mayor Henyard invited us to come back to Dalton and the township to showcase upcoming turkey giveaways, senior programs.
Here they go. Here the Negroes go. They getting all this controversy and all that stuff, but they going to hand out some turkey.
Right. I don't think they've got a real problem with her doing all this spending. And I think they're trying to get on their team and, you know, and get hired so they can get some of that juice. The ones that's not getting hired is the ones that's complaining. Ain't nobody trying to file charges against her or nothing. Everybody just trying to get part of that cut.
And plans for an ice rink. Proof, she says, that she lives up to her moniker, the People's Mayor. Ben Bradley, WGN Investigates.
Where her and The Rock should get together. They'll be the people's. You got the people's champion and the people's mayor all together, huh? Well, shout out to Mayor Tiffany. I don't know if you're going to be a mayor much longer.
She'll ride it out until the election time again. Right. They'll vote her ass out.
So they going to stop payment on stuff because they're going to stop payments on township stuff because they want to know how much all the money she's spending. Well, that's holding the residents hostage. They didn't do anything. Y'all had the ones that had to figure that out. When she went to, that's just like if you taking a business trip at work. You have to tell the people why you going. And when you come back, they're going to ask you, like, how did the show go or whatever, and you have to explain. Did they do that with her? That's ridiculous.
They know what she's doing, and they're allowing it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to Duluth, Georgia. A mother, Brittany George, is facing criminal charges after she attacked another woman during a confrontation over her loud kids at Walmart. Here's the report.
New at 5, a Gwinnett County mother is facing criminal charges for overreacting inside a Walmart store. Another mother told the woman her children were being too loud, and police say she went on the attack. Channel 2 Gwinnett.
That's none of your business.
County Bureau Chief Matt Johnson is live in Duluth, where a child was hurt in this confrontation. Matt, this is surprising.
Yeah, you know, a box of crayons like this, harmless enough until it's being thrown by an adult at a young child.
Here's another guy that don't really talk like that. He just putting on his professional voice. Now you know he don't talk like that.
Standing there, that's one of the ways Duluth police say this mother overreacted after being told her kids were being too loud. Video from inside the Walmart in Duluth shows a tense confrontation that police say started with a woman complaining about loud children. First, you see a mother in black pick up a large plastic box of crayons and hurl it at the mom in orange.
I can't see nothing.
The box.
Well, see, I think the kid is in front of her and they blanking out the kid. So that's why you can't really see it.
Yeah, I can't see nothing.
Hit her young son in the shoulder and made him cry. When his mother reacts and calls for help, the woman in black backs up while her own two kids are in the shopping cart. But then she lunges toward the other mom and hits her in the face. It all started when Duluth police say the mother in orange told the woman in black that her kids were being too loud.
I just avoid it because people are crazy these days.
Say that again, sir. I don't know why in the hell would you even comment on her and her kids. If her kids,
why you shouldn't get out? You ain't got to deal with it.
How long is you going to stay in Walmart? You're going to stay in there for what? About 20 minutes tops? If it's a shop and a supermarket. Walmart. That's a pretty big Walmart, so I'm pretty sure it's a supermarket attached to them. Plus, it's the South, too. So I'm pretty sure.
And buy your shit and leave, or don't buy your shit and just bounce if it's that much of a pain in the ass. There's kids everywhere making noise at all type of places. You can't be throwing shit at people.
Right. That's the same thing how people comment about people on the trolley or the train, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. I'm like, you're only going to be on, let's be honest, you're going to be on a public transportation for a couple of stops. You're not going to be on there for 2 hours. You're going to be on there for a couple of stops, and you're going to get off, and you're going to go to your own house. So why would you care if them kids is acting up and making noise? If it bothers you so much, get up and go to another cart.
Shoppers we talked to at the Walmart where it happened on Pleasant Hill Road say confronting parents about their kids can be dangerous.
It depends on how unruly and if they were hurting anybody.
In this case,
none of your business. If they was hurting somebody, then you can flag down one of the workers and let them handle it. Me, I wouldn't say nothing to her.
Police say the mother in black, identified as Brittany George, overreacted to a complaint about her kids and ended up in jail. She faces felony child cruelty charges for hitting the boy with the crayon box and simple assault for hitting his mom.
I wouldn't want to attack a child, give him PTSD or add to his trauma.
George drove away before police got there October 26th, but they arrested her Friday after identifying her. I went by George's house to get her side of the story, but she declined. Shoppers we spoke to say this is a reminder you never know how someone may react.
Times have changed. People are different. Parents are different.
Now, police identified that suspect by using the cameras out here and finding her driver tag. The boy and his mother who were attacked were shaken up but didn't have any major injuries. Live in Gwinnett County, Matt Johnson, Channel 2 Action News.
And I don't even think his name is Matt Johnson, too. That sounds like a damn quarterback from the 80s, Matt Johnson. Yeah, everybody, mind your business. If her kid is acting up, keep doing what you're doing and get the hell up out of there and go drive and go to your plush house and live your life. Let her figure out what her child is. Even if it bothered you so much, ask one of the Walmart workers to talk to that woman over there because those kids are unruly. I would never say anything to that woman and her kids. It's none of my business. All right, we going to Philadelphia, PA, where Latoya Faison, who owns Made with Love Juicery in Fairmount, says the suspects posing as PECO employees scammed her out of $3,400. This woman is full of it, but here's the report anyway.
Scammers target a local small business owner, and tonight that company is out of thousands of dollars. The Made with Love Juicery, the victim of an elaborate con, and other businesses are being told to be on the lookout for similar scams. Wednesday night, and the big story in Action News is a popular Fairmount business owner trying to recover from a heartbreaking hoax. And now she's warning others to be on alert. Action News reporter Becca Henderson is live outside of that shop in Fairmount with the full story. Becca.
Rick, the business owner tells me this started like any other Thursday when her business got a call from a 1-800 number claiming to be PECO. She looked outside and she saw a PECO truck and employees right here. That's why she took those scammers on the phone seriously. Inside Made with Love Juicery in Fairmount, LaToya Fajan and her staff are hard at work making their famed drinks. But for almost 2 months, the small business has been dealing with hardship after being scammed out of thousands of dollars.
Just be careful, do your due diligence, and trust your gut.
Now, how old do you think that woman is?
About 32, 33.
Okay.
Happened September 14th. Fajan says a Pico truck and workers were outside working on Fairmount Avenue when she got a call from a 1-800 number.
They told me that the disconnection team was outside and they were getting ready to cut the power off and that I had to make a payment using their Pico kiosk.
She says she didn't talk to the workers outside, but listened to the phone call and went to the kiosk, only to see it was for Bitcoin.
I called them and they said, yes, they use Bitcoin. And so I made the payment.
Shout out to this lady. This lady just wanted to get her juice on television because she's full of shit. I've never heard no Pico kiosk. Have you?
First off, no business in the United States prefer Bitcoin as their payment. What kind of shit is that?
But what's a Pico kiosk?
The hell if I know.
And if you know your shit getting cut off, they will send you letters and call you about a million times.
So you paid $3,400. How much was your actual bill that you was in hold of because you wasn't paying the bill? And then what sister you know or brother you know see the truck out there and just going to talk to somebody on the line? You'd be like, you know what, bye. I'm going to go talk to your people out front. Show me right. What I owe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Full of shit. I don't know what type of scam she's doing, but she's maybe buying more time so she can say, now I don't have to pay the utility because I got burnt and there's an investigation going on.
Right. Made with Love Juicery. It's in Fairmount, in the Fairmount neighborhood. She just wanted to get on TV, Phil. She wanted her shit on TV. This woman is old enough to know better. That's why I asked you how old you think she is. Well, hey, you know what? No, we only accept Bitcoin. Ain't no damn utility bill going to accept no damn Bitcoin.
So she went to a Bitcoin kiosk. Is that how she paid them?
I guess.
Was for $3,400. After the payment went through, she got a frantic call from an employee.
We figured out that it was never Pico he was speaking to. The 1-800 number, I have no idea. Like, the number they gave me, we just never were in contact with the real Pico.
Pico says impersonation.
Yes.
She can't be that stupid. She's a liar. And my thing is, if you had $3,400 laying around to pay your bill, why you ain't just pay that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Of employees and scam is a serious concern. It recommends all customers take steps to protect themselves. Ask to see a Pico company ID, verify your bill online, and call Pico directly if you believe you're being scammed. And Rick Pico also says it will never ask for payment from any sort of cryptocurrency, prepaid credit card, or anything of that nature.
No shit. Do you have to tell an adult that? I could see if she was in her early 20s and got a business like that, I'd give her a little pass. But that's just a life lesson to never do that again. But this is an older woman. She definitely know better. She didn't deal with bills and all that. She been dealing with bills for darn near, 15 years.
The owner also says she called police after this. They are investigating.
But and the police laughed at her ass. What the hell are cops going to do? You got burnt, ma'am. Just don't do it again.
When she turned over those scanners' phone numbers, they called. That number was already disconnected.
No shit.
Live here in Fairmount, Becca Hendrickson, Channel 6, Action News. Rick.
All right, Becca, thank you.
No shit. Well, shout out to her. The business is... Made with Love Juicery. It's in Fairmount. I should say the address. I'm giving her what she wants because I think she only did this just to get on television. She's full of it. Made with Juicery. Made with Love Juicery. I'm sorry. they make fresh juices. When you go to Fairmount, go to Made with Love Juicery. All right, we still stand in the area. We go to Doylestown, PA. We got 68-year-old Norma Galazana, a former director of Doylestown Hospital, had been charged with embezzling more than $600,000 from the hospital charity account. So they didn't say, wait a minute, $10,000 is missing. Wait a minute, man, it's like $20,000 going in here. They wait till it gets over $500,000 to see that something is up. Must be great. Here's the report.
Now the details here at 5:30. The former official at a Bucks County hospital is facing charges accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a charitable fund. Prosecutors say the 68-year-old woman stole $600,000 from an account that was meant for people in need. Action News reporter Walter Perez live for us now in Doylestown with what you're finding out about this one. Walter.
That's right, Shari. As you mentioned, the suspect is 68 years old, and she was arraigned yesterday facing a string of charges, including theft by deception, receiving stolen property, and forgery. 68-year-old Norma Galagarza of Chalfont has been arrested and charged with stealing more than $600,000 from a charitable account.
Probably most importantly, it was from a fund that was designed to provide charitable works to the community and to members of the hospital staff that physicians contributed to.
Jennifer Shorn, Bucks County First Assistant District Attorney, says part of Galagarza's duties as director of the medical staff office for Doylestown Hospital was to oversee that account. It was early last year when hospital officials began receiving charges for insufficient funds when the investigation started. Local authorities obtained search warrants and analyzed Galagarza's expenses, allegedly finding nearly 900 unauthorized transactions between 2008 and 2021. Reportedly totaling $604,702.
So she's been stealing since 2008 and nobody caught up with this.
$2.29. No one answered the door at Mrs. Galagarza's home today, but neighbors we spoke with say they are floored by the allegations.
They have family parties, you know, out on their back porch.
They sure did have parties with the hospital charity account. That's where they were getting all the meat from.
You know, just a typical, normal family.
You would have never guessed.
Never guessed.
I would have never guessed. I'm so in shock. Why would it shock you, ma'am? You don't know that woman like that.
Very lovely woman. Known her forever. I sure hope it's not true. But
it's true. She did that shit.
But we never know, I guess, in this day and age.
Galagarza allegedly used that money to pay her taxes, cell phone bills, and car payments, just to name three.
She's facing...
Oh, she did it more stuff than that. Cut it out.
Multiple felony counts, and she faces substantial time if convicted of these crimes. It's shocking, you know. I'm glad I still am shocked because it just is deplorable.
Now, Galagarza has since been released on $250,000 unsecured bail. Her preliminary hearing is scheduled for November 13th. Reporting live from Doylestown, Walter Perez, Channel 6 Action News. Gray?
Okay, Walter, thanks for the update. Happy.
And can you put filet mignon on a grill? What about that Japanese beef? Is it pronounced Wagyu? Can you put Wagyu on the grill? Because she sure did had it. Boy, them parties was jumping.
Yeah,
all right, let's get into some Eagles talk real quick. The Eagles, everybody who's listening to this, we're recording on Sunday. The Eagles game is Monday night. And the Eagles going against the Chiefs. The Eagles are a 2.5 favorite, and the over and under is 45.5. Phillip, what's your thoughts on the game?
I'm going to go with the over. I got 49 points. Mm-hmm. I think it should be a good game, a back and forth, kind of like the Super Bowl, but hopefully we adjust to the bullshit. And I got the Eagles pulling it off the win.
Jason Kelsey, he was on, I think that was Thursday Night Football. It was in Chicago. Not this week, not this game, this Thursday game, the last, during the bye week, I should have said, I'm sorry. And he said the same thing we talked about. He said they haven't played a complete football game yet. And when he said that on TV, I said, oh shit, that's the same thing we say.
Mm-hmm.
But if they still winning. And my father, he was talking bad about the Eagles and all that stuff. So I had said to him, so what's the Eagles record again? Because that's what they're going to tell you. Because you're going to talk about they this and that, and they only lost one game this year. So you can't really go hard on
them. It's hard to critique somebody when they're still winning, but it's like bullshit wins, and that shit can't carry over into the playoffs.
Agreed. And the press conference of the last game, I had looked at Nick Sirianni, a press conference, and they just so giddy with him and don't ask hard questions. His daughter was there, so I guess they had played a part in it. But they was just so giddy and didn't ask them any darn hard-hitting questions. I'm like, well, I get it because they were still winning. But other than that, we see the holes. And like you said, you can play like that during the regular season. When it comes to the playoffs, that stuff is not going to fly. So what's the final score? You said the Eagles will win. Give your final score.
I don't know. I can't remember what I had. I had 49 as the total.
All right, y'all. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. And subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals. Instagram at the_judgmentals. Or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Philip, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. We're going to be Thanksgiving to pass before we get back on.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
All right. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block and look like, who is that? Who is that? People always want to know where my friends is at. Like, we attached. I don't need no crew to produce the